Hare Krishna. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Vidyadhara Prabhuji on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam 4.28.5. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, I would like to hand over the call to you.
Am I audible for everyone? Yes. Yeah. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava ISKCON BPT Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Shri Radha Krishna Bhakti Kinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Gaurdhan Ki Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Kundal Devi Tulsi Maharani Ki All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gaurdhan Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 28th chapter, 5th verse. Yes, Haribol.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
I think we are missing something, Prabhuji.
What happened? Sorry.
So, Prabhuji, I gave you the topic, another one. It's like...
Yeah, that I know. That this
Rupa
thing.
Rupa Goswami. And
Gauridas Pandit. Yeah. But then you also had put this verse.
No, that was mistake, Prabhu. I didn't check.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Then I'll directly move to the verse of the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
No, that's fine, Prabhuji. You can read Bhagavatam verse.
No. Bhagavatam
okay.
Verse.
Okay, Prabhuji, you can.
No. Kuch, there is no issue. So that's fine. I can go to the verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila. Nama Vikraha Swarupa Tina Ekarupa Tina Bheda Nahi Tina Chidananda Rupa. The translation is the Lord's holy name, His form, His personality are all one and same. There is no difference between them, since all of them are absolute and they are all transcendentally blissful. There is no purport. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Vipare Shumukha Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshwami Adi Pashyat Vedeshataya. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम। सो हरे कृष्णा, थैंक यू वेरी मच टू ऑल द भक्ति संघ डिवोटीज फॉर थिंकिंग मी टू बी एलिजिबल टू गिव अ क्लास विच आई एम नॉट, बट डिवोटीज ऑलवेज यू नो वॉन्ट to engage fallen souls in some service, and that's what happened because I was called here. I opened the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I read something, and that's what the whole purpose was. So thank you so much. There are two things that happened in the last 2 days. Yesterday was Ekadashi, Pavitropan Uttarada Ekadashi, and Dwadashi, which is today, which is where Rupa Goswami passed away on this auspicious day. Regarding the passing away of Gauridas Pandit, some say it happened on Ekadashi and some say it happened on Dwadashi. Of course, the Chaturmas has begun, and these are the most holy months, and this time we have the additional Purushottam mass also for our purification. Of course, Corona is doing enough to purify us. Now, Corona plus Chaturmas. So this is going to be a very purifying experience for all of us. Gauridas Pandit was one of the 12 Gopas in Krishna Leela. He was Subal. And he was Nityananda Prabhu's very dearest associate. Of course, all of us know that Subal and Balaram were very good friends. Those of who have seen that little Krishna cartoon must have seen that, how, you know, every time Balaram is calling for Subala, Subala. So that's how whenever even they came here in this world, we saw that Subala, who came as Gauridas Pandit, was very dear to Nityananda Prabhu. And Gauridas Pandit was very fortunate. His body, mind and soul were all devoted to Nityananda Prabhu, as written in Chaitanya Bhagavat 3.5.730. Body, mind and soul devoted to Nityananda Prabhu. We struggle to dedicate our body, to devote our body. Our body wants to do so much sense gratification. We struggle to chant. Whenever we try to devote our body, chanting is a struggle to devote our body, but our mind, it goes astray and soul is sleeping. Lucky souls like Gauridas Pandit, they can devote their body, mind and soul. If you see the current temple of Gauridas Pandit, which is at Ambika Kalna, where the Gaurnita deities which he worshipped are still there. Of course, there is also Jagannath Baldev Subhadra and Ram Sita Murthy also there. There is a local train which starts from Howrah. All of us are very used to get down at the airport at Kolkata and take a pre-book a van from Garuda Travels and go to Mayapur or Mayapur Travels. But once or few times when there was some communist agitation going on in the state, we wanted to avoid road travel. So we went via this local. So there is a local which goes from Howrah to Katwa. Katwa is the place where Lord Chaitanya had cut his hair also. So on that route, there is Navadvip Junction, from where we alight, go to Mayapur, or from Mayapur, if you are returning to Howrah, you board the train, local train from there. And after that, after few station comes a station called as Kalna. So I was just looking and thinking, what is this station Kalna? Then after a few years, when I visited the place, I realized it is Ambika Kalna. The village is Ambika Kalna and the station is Kalna. So when Lord Chaitanya decided to take sannyas, he was kind of saying goodbye to everyone. And that's the purpose he went to Ambika Kalna, because Gauridas Pandit was staying there. And he and Nityanand Prabhu went there, and the whole purpose of going there was to meet their devotee for the last time. Of course, they were supposed to meet during the Rath Yatra time, when all the devotees from Mayapur used to go to Puri for Rath Yatra. But then anyways, they were going to bless the association of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya made it a point to go to Ambika Kalna. And he went in a boat. And the oar of the boat, the paddle of the boat, he carried with him, and he gave it to Gauridas Pandit, and he said his famous dialogue that, "I have brought one of the paddles, take this and use it to deliver the fallen living beings across the river of material suffering." And that oar, that paddle, which we use for paddling the boat, is still there in the temple of Ambika Kalna. Of course, in the temple of Ambika Kalna, we have a Bhagavad Gita, a copy of Bhagavad Gita, which was written by Lord Chaitanya himself. Of course, it was Nityananda Prabhu who never made distinctions between qualified and unqualified. And Gauridas Pandit, being his associate, followed the same. He had very great spiritual power. It is said in the one of these books, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that it is said that Gauridas Pandit possessed so much spiritual power that he is able to give Krishna prem to anyone. He had surrendered everything to Nityananda and made Chaitanya and Nityananda the masters of his life and soul. Okay. Now the connection between Gauridas Pandit and Nityananda Prabhu, we have to understand that one of the elder brothers of Gauridas Pandit, his name was Suryadas. Okay. And Suryadas's daughters were Janwa. One of his daughters was Janwa, who was married to Lord Nityananda, Mother Janwa, what we say. So that way, if you see, Gauridas Pandit was like a father-in-law to Nityananda, but he never treated him like a son-in-law. He always treated him as a master. Of course, I want to make it a point that son-in-law always has to be treated like a master. That's what a son-in-law expects. It just depends upon father-in-law how to treat him. So Srila Prabhupada writes that this village Ambika Kalna is situated across the river near Shantipur, 2 miles east of the station. Okay, you can visit it by catching a train from Navadvip to Howrah station. Actually, sometimes we think that if you see the purports of Chaitanya Charitamrita, because Srila Prabhupada was a local man from Bengal. So most of the places he writes, there is this railway station, 10 kilometers from there, there is a place. So you keep on thinking, but I reached Ambika Kalna, reading this purport of Srila Prabhupada. It may be noted that Ambika Kalna can be visited by catching a train from Navadvip Dham to Howrah station. And now when Lord Chaitanya visited, along with Lord Nityananda, to Gauridas Pandit for the last time, and he told Gauridas Pandit, got a hint that he is going to take sannyas. So Gauridas Pandit said that, "If you leave me, O Lord, I will surely die. So you must stay here. And you should stay here so that everyone is delivered just by seeing you." That's what a pure devotee thinks. He doesn't want the Lord to stay with him so that he can show to others that, "See, the Lord is staying with me." He doesn't want the Lord to stay with him so that he can have personal gratification from the Lord. No. A pure devotee or a Vaishnava is para dukkha dukhi. He always thinks of others. So he said, please stay here. Please stay here so that everyone is delivered by seeing you. So then, you know, Lord Chaitanya, he said, you know, what I will do is, me, myself and Nityananda, we will transform ourselves into deities, and those deities will stay here. So Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, because they are so bhaktavatsal, so affectionate, so they were captured, totally captured by the love of Gauridas Pandit. And there they turned into deities, or rather they manifested deities, and those deities were given to Gauridas Pandit. And all of us know this famous pastime that now there were two Gauranga and two Nityananda. Rather, there were two sets of Gaur Nitya. One set of deity and one was actual Gaur Nitya. And this set of deities were exact replicas of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So Gauridas Pandit was, those deities were so real, and Gauridas Pandit had that so much love for Lord Chaitanya that Gauridas Pandit was getting confused, which are the deities, which is the real Lord. And they said that we will stay here in your home forever. Okay, you should always realize that we will beg to eat offerings you cook. For a pure devotee like Gauridas Pandit, the Lord begs the offerings cooked with so much love. This is something, you know, of course we can never reach this stage. It's very difficult for us. But can appreciate how much Gauridas Pandit was being loved by Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda because of his devotion, that they used to beg him for offering. And when ultimately that day came where the Lord had to leave, you know, Gauridas Pandit told the Lord that if there is an option, then, oh Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, you stay, let the deities go. And then the deity started walking away. And then there was a whole confusion. And finally, Gauridas Pandit agreed that, okay, he was convinced in the heart that these two are not deities. They are like, they are Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. You know, for us also, it's so difficult to realize. You know, we sometimes feel that, you know, because it is, therefore Lord Chaitanya again and again has said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Pratima nahi tumi sakshat Brajendra Nanda, that you are not a murti, you are the actual Lord. So whenever we have an altar in our house, actually treat the Lord that this is actually the Lord. Okay, it's not a deity of the Lord, it is the Lord. That is a take home message I would like to tell all of you, to take it from the story of Gauridas Pandit, that Gauridas Pandit was, you know, the never treated them as deities. He treated them as Gauranga and Nityananda. So, you know, those deities used to do so many pastimes with Lord Chaitanya. With Gauridas Pandit, that one day they woke him up and they said, oh Gauridas, you remember you are Subal and we used to have so many pastimes on your banks of Yamuna. And then they took, then Gauridas turned into Subal, and then the deities, they turned into Krishna and Balaram, and they went on the banks and they took sticks and they were driving cows, and Krishna was playing flute. And after all this pastime was over, Krishna and Balaram entered the altar and stood as Gaur Nitya. And this is one of the pastimes which has been described. And also, there is this famous pastime where Gauridas Pandit had a disciple called Chaitanya. And so what happened is, once Gauridas Pandit went out for some work, and he gave the service of Gaur Nitya to Chaitanya, and Chaitanya was worshipping it. And now what happened is Gaur Purnima was approaching, and it was almost 3 days remaining for Gaur Purnima, and Gauridas Pandit, wherever he had gone for preaching, he had not returned. So Chaitanya, what he did is, he prepared invitations for Gaur Purnima celebration. He invited everybody for the festival, and then Gauridas Pandit returned and he said, "Oh, you came back. I thought, did you go for preaching, and whether you will come back for Gaur Purnima or not. So without your permission, I have sent invitation across everyone in Ambika Kalna for this festival." So Gauridas Pandit externally was little unhappy, internally was very, very, very pleased. He said, "You are acting independently, so now you cannot stay here." Now Chaitanya, he fell at his guru's feet, but then he was told to go to the bank of Ganges and do austerities. So that's what he was doing. And a rich merchant came there with a boat, and he gave a large donation to Chaitanya. He said, "Give this to your guru." So he took that to his guru. One lesson, this Chaitanya, his disciple of Gauridas Pandit, is teaching us that whatever is given to us, we should try to offer it to our guru. Whatever glorification comes, offer it to Guru. Money comes, whatever portion is required for our maintenance and for future, we should keep it, and portion of it should be offered to Guru. We should understand that whatever is happening in our life, every good thing that is happening, every auspicious thing that is happening, whatever is coming to us is by mercy of Guru. So Gauridas Pandit took that and offered it to his Guru. Chaitanya took that and offered it to his Guru, Gauridas Pandit. So Gauridas Pandit said, "Okay, what you do is, now you wanted to have a big festival of Gaur Purnima, so now and the bank of Ganges, you arrange this festival." That festival was arranged on the bank of Ganges. And there Chaitanya started doing such nice kirtan, that these Gaurnitai deities which were there in Ambika Kalna temple at the home of Gauridas Pandit, and suppose here is the bank of Ganges where this festival is taking place, Gaurnitai jumped from the altar and they went there, and the deities, Gaurnitai, they started dancing in midst of the kirtan. Now Gauridas was there at his home, and suddenly he went to the altar and he saw that in the altar there was no one, the deities had gone. So he took a stick in his hand, searching for Gaurnitai. He went. And as he went searching for Gaurnitai, and Gaurnitai saw Gauridas Pandit when they were dancing in the kirtan along with Chaitanya, the disciple of Gauridas Pandit, they saw Gauridas Pandit angry coming with a stick. So Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda entered the heart of this disciple of Gauridas Pandit. So when Gauridas Pandit came there, he had seen them, and then he had seen them enter the heart of Chaitanya also. And that's when the disciple, he said, "You are so glorious. From today onwards, I give you a name called as Hridhay Chaitanya." Because inside his Hridhay, inside his heart, Lord Chaitanya had entered. And that's how Hridhay Chaitanya got his name. Of course, on the Shukla Ekadashi of this month in Shravan, which was yesterday, Gauridas Pandit passed away, and his samadhi, and his most important disciple was Hridhay Chaitanya, whose most important disciple was Shyamananda Prabhu, Sri Narahari Chakravarti Thakur. He writes that everything in Gauridas Pandit's life in the seventh tarang of this book, Bhakti Ratnakar. So Shyamananda Prabhu was a grand disciple of Gauridas Pandit. So there is, all of us know this Banke Vihari temple in Vrindavan, and Banke Vihari temple Vrindavan is known for, the curtain is repeatedly closed because the deity has a history of coming out of the altar and meeting the devotees. The same thing is followed at Ambika Kalna. These Gaurnitai deities have a history of jumping from the altar. So the curtain is opened and quickly closed. Gauridas Pandit, towards the end of his earthly pastime. He went to Vrindavan and he did his bhajan at Dhira Samira Kunja. And that's where in the premises of Shyamaraya temple. Hello. So at the Shyamaraya temple compound, that's where there is the samadhi of Gauridas Pandit. So one place where all of us should visit. Actually in Vrindavan, there are so many such places where there are so many deities which about which we don't know. And one of this place is the Shyamaraya temple, in the compound of which we find the samadhi of Gauridas Pandit. So Haribol, we are going fine till now. It's okay. Haribol, everybody is able to listen. Any acoustic troubles?
Yes, Prabhuji, we are going good.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So with that, we have till 6 o'clock, right? Time.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. So now we move on to the next personality who actually passed away today. And it is Srila Rupa Goswami, who was a Rupa Manjari in the spiritual world. That's what the form is. And if you see the life of Srila Rupa Goswami, the life of Srila Rupa Goswami can be divided into four parts. The pastimes spent by Rupa Goswami, his pastimes in Bengal, his from the second phase is his main pastime in Prayag. And the third is when he stayed in Jagannath Puri. And I'm talking in a chronological sequence. From Bengal, he went to Prayag. And at the Dashashwamedh Ghat, where Lord Chaitanya instructed him. From there, he went to Jagannath Puri. And then finally to Vrindavan. So we'll start describing the pastimes. Of course, if you see the Rupa Goswami's family tree, their original roots, they are all Gaur Saraswat Brahmins, and their original from Bharatvaj Gotra, and original their roots were from Karnataka, and they kind of migrated. His father's name was Kumara Deva, and mother's name is, there is no record about the mother's name. And there is a place called as Fatehabad where they used to stay, and I just checked whether Fatehabad currently is in, because most of our acharyas who are from Bengal, their birthplace is in Bangladesh. Okay, but from Fatehabad, these three brothers, Anupam, Rupa and Sanatan, they shifted to Ramkeli, and it was in Ramkeli where Jiva Goswami was also born. Now there was Nawab Malik, and all of us know this Nawab Malik was the king, the Mughal emperor. Now Ramkeli is very close to Bangladesh. For those who have been on a yatra to Ramkeli, rather when I went for my yatra to Ramkeli, it was, we at one point we went so close to India-Bangladesh border that all of us who had Vodafone phones with SIM card with us, we got a message, welcome to Vodafone Bangladesh. You know, so we were scared of international roaming charges. We switched off our phone. So, of course, we have created all these partitions. This is India, this is Bangladesh. But when it comes to the Leelas of the Lord, it's all Gaudiya Desh, where Lord Chaitanya and his associates appeared and did the pastimes. So how they got recruited at the service of Nawab Hussain Shah is also a story, where Nawab had one of his Qazi, and Nawab somehow got irritated and he said, you get out of the court and you don't show your face to me. So then he went to one of this chowk, and there he was sitting very depressed. And there this Rupa, Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they were there, and they said, what happened? He said, you know, I am in service of Nawab, and today I was laid off, kind of, you know, I was fired, and I was told to move out of the he said, I was fired out of the court. And then when Sanatan Goswami heard that, he said, what you do is, in this particular area, this chowk, there is a big pillar. So you repair this pillar. You know, once you repair this pillar, everything will be all right. So they repaired the pillar, and then they, next day he got a call from this wazir. He got a call, this Qazi, he got a call from Nawab, and he said, you come back to the court. So he went back and he said, what happened? How did you repair that pillar? He said, you know, there were these two, three brothers who were sitting there, and they told me that you repair this pillar and everything will be all right in your life. So then this Nawab was thinking that I was irritated with this Qazi because he was not paying attention, or he was ignoring that important pillar which is there in the city, in my capital. And therefore, I was angry with him, and he was not understanding. But how come these two brothers who were sitting there, they understood something which is there in my heart, that this pillar has to be repaired? So he said, call them. Because they know my heart, what is there in my heart. And then he appointed them in the court and gave them names, Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik. That's how Rup and Sanatan became Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik. Now, they knew what is there in the Nawab's heart, and they did things to please him. But Lord Chaitanya, the Rupa Goswami also knew what is there in Lord Chaitanya's heart. About one story regarding that, but that's how the words came, that Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam. That Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam, Rupa Goswami, Swayam Rupa, he knows what is there in the heart of Lord Chaitanya. So if he knows what is there in the heart of God, what is there in the heart of Lord Chaitanya, what to speak of what is there in the heart of Nawab. And then they were serving there, they got this name. They were on a very big post of a minister. And once all of us know that Lord Chaitanya visited Ramkeli. Actually, Lord Chaitanya was going somewhere else, but he took a detour. He took a detour and he went to Ramkeli. And everybody was thinking, why Lord Chaitanya has come to Ramkeli? But Lord Chaitanya, you know, he was knowing that Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik are staying here, and they have to be delivered. And Rup and Sanatan, they went there. And before, you know, approaching Lord Chaitanya, they approached Lord Nityananda, they approached Haridas Thakur. And the way they approached was putting a straw between their feet. But before that, we actually had done a drama, rather the first drama which I acted in the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, is this deliverance of Rupa and Sanatan. There is no record of that. I was staying in the temple, and we used to have four annual dramas, and one drama used to be directed by the Brahmacharis and staged by the Brahmacharis. All actors were Brahmacharis, and His Grace Gaur Gopal Prabhu was acting as Rupa Goswami, and Madhvacharya Prabhu as Sanatan Goswami. And I was one person who glorified Lord Chaitanya, how Lord Chaitanya's beauty. So Nawab, you know, he gets a little worried. So he calls up Kesho Khatri and he says, who is this sannyasi come here? And the Kesho Khatri says, no, this looks like a Hindu. Well, this thing, you need not worry, he's a sentimentalist and this and that. And then, you know, he asks Rupa Goswami, or something. Rupa Goswami tells him that he is God. He is not just a sannyasi. So when Rupa and Sanatan, they went there, you know, after meeting Nityanand Prabhu and Haridas Thakur with the straw between their teeth. You know, they felt at the feet of Lord Chaitanya. The dialogues of that drama I still remember. And if you read that passage from Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's so heartbreaking. You know, they say that we are millions of times more degraded and fallen than divine. We are wicked because we are the servants of those people who eat cows. You know, and our activities are exactly like those people who are eating cows. Because that time the Mohammedans rulers were there, they used to eat cows. Okay, we constantly associate with people who are inimical towards cows and rams. Okay, due to our activities, we are now bound by our hands and neck, and we are thrown into a ditch. Basically, the dialogues were so thing. If they say that we are like a dwarf trying to, you know, touch a moon, we are more fallen than Jagai Madai. You know, when we read the activities of Jagai Madai, you know, one thought that comes to our mind is, I am at least better than Jagai Madai. At least I am not so fallen like Jagai Madai. But here they, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami start feeling that, you know, we are more fallen than Jagai and Madhai. Because Jagai and Madhai never served cow eaters, whatever. So Lord Chaitanya, you know, the dialogue what the after this listening to Rupa and Sanatana, Lord Chaitanya says, your humility is breaking my heart. Your humility is breaking my heart. Actually, he said, I had no reason to come to Bengal. But just to see two of you, I came to this visit of Ramkeli. And he said, Krishna will be delivering both of you. Keep on praying. You know, and they actually took Lord Chaitanya's feet on their head. And all of us know that, you know, they were doing a job which was abominable, and they went to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said that Krishna will deliver, and most of us are in this position. You know, we are doing some job, but we always want that, when will I give up everything, and when will I serve the Lord 100%. But here comes the thing that Lord Chaitanya said, okay, you know, keep on, even while instructing Raghunath Das Goswami, like a female who is serving her husband but is in love with a paramour, how she keeps on serving the husband, and, you know, she constantly thinks of the paramour in the heart. That paramour is Krishna. That husband is your employer, your boss. So you should try to keep on serving your boss, but keep on thinking of Krishna in the heart. So Lord told, you know, Lord Chaitanya, what he did is, he told Nityananda, Haridas, Gadadhar, Mukunda, Jagadananda, whoever was there, Vakreshwar, he said, all of you, bless these two brothers. And then Lord Chaitanya was about to go to Vrindavan, but Sanatana Goswami, he told Lord Chaitanya that, why are you going to Vrindavan with hundreds and thousands of people? So it's not advisable. You know, Vrindavan is a very kind of a place, Nirjan place, or Nirjan Bhajan. That time, not too many places were there. Too many people were there in Vrindavan. So he said, then Lord Chaitanya went to Kanhaiya Nadshala, where he saw Lord Krishna. So then Rupa Goswami, after meeting Lord Chaitanya, he had lost all interest. He had lost all interest in the service also. So he just resigned and he walked away. And he walked away and he, you know, paid his money to. The money he had, he distributed amongst Vaishnavas and Brahmins, and kept some money with a local merchant, so that 10,000 gold coins, the local grocer, so that Sanatana Goswami also is delivered. Okay. And then Rupa Goswami left Vrindavan, and he and Anupam, he went to Prayag. And when he went to Prayag, they again put a straw between their teeth and offered prostrated obeisances to the Lord. And they said, and the Lord, you know, was so happy. He looked at Rupa and Anupam. Anupam was the eldermost brother, the father of Jiva Goswami. He said, by Krishna's mercy, it is beyond description. He has delivered you from this blind well of sensual existence. Krishna, by Krishna, we all are in this blind well of sensual existence. And we keep on thinking that, when will I get delivered? And Lord Chaitanya says, Krishna's mercy, by Krishna's mercy. It's very, very difficult for us to give up sense gratification. But then by Krishna's mercy, one day we will be delivered. And then here, when the two brothers, you know, they, some of the iconic verses, epic verses of our society have been spoken at Prayag. And here, Rupa Goswami falls at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and he composed that famous verse, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prem Pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratishena. So I offer my salutations to you, who is the most merciful incarnation, you who gave love of Krishna to others. You are Krishna, whose name is Krishna Chaitanya, and whose skin is like color of gold. Gauratishena. The tvacha is like gold, and I offer my obeisances to him. And he said that he told, Rupa Goswami told, that Sanatana Goswami has been imprisoned, and then, you know, Lord Chaitanya, who was staying at Vallabha Bhatta house, so Vallabha Bhatta started realizing how glorious they were. And Lord Chaitanya was doing all his pastimes at Prayag. Prayag, you know, there is Ganga and Yamuna. And given a choice between Ganga and Yamuna, Lord Chaitanya always, because of his Vrindavan mood, used to go there and he used to jump in Yamuna and go into mood of Krishna, remember Krishna, gopis, and all the devotees had to take him out from there. And then what happens is, Lord Chaitanya took Rupa Goswami to the Dashashwamedha Ghat. And there he started giving him instructions. These instructions are called as Rupa Shiksha. Okay. And in these instructions, the most famous instruction which all of us know, which were given to Rupa Goswami, Brahmanda Bhramite Kona Bhagyavanasi. All these verses were spoken by Lord Chaitanya at Prayag. Okay. Guru Krishna Kripa Pai Bhakti Lata Beach, that one who gets the Bhakti Lata Beach, and then by the water of the holy name, we have to keep on nourishing this Bhakti Lata Beach, and then it grows, this creeper of Bhakti grows and goes to the spiritual world, and at the lotus feet of Krishna, it gives the fruit. Still, we keep on nourishing it with the holy name. And we have to guard this creeper by the compound, which is not associating with non-devotees. We should not associate with them. So all these instructions, you know, about the 12 devotional sentiments, the 5 primary rasas, everything was spoken in Prayag. And from there, when Lord Chaitanya left, and then Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami and Anupam, they went to Bengal, and on the way Anupam passed away. And then in Bengal again Rupa Goswami sorted out all his properties matter, and then he went to Puri. I've been speaking right now to most of the grahasthas. Even when Rupa Goswami he left everything and almost took sannyas and went to Puri, he sorted out all his property matter first, distributed wealth properly, No, we should not think ourselves to be transcendental and ignore all such things, and so that our next generation does not even know where all we had invested what. You know, we should be very clear. You know, inspired by this, I, on my every birthday, what I do is I write an email to all my family members, to my daughter, to my wife, to my sisters, their husband, my nephews. And I also, you know, write down everything where I have invested, where are my flats, where is my money, where is the land I have purchased, everything. All details are there. So like one week before my birthday, I keep on doing this. Because Rupa Goswami also, he went back to, after listening all these instructions from Lord Chaitanya, he goes, he sorts away everything, distributes money, makes arrangements for all other family members, and then he goes to Puri. When he was there, on the way he went, he reached a place called as Satyabhamapura, where, you know, Satyabhama came in his dream, and she said that, I want you to write a play on both Vrajalila and Dwarkalila. So then in Puri, when Rupa Goswami used to always think that, I have served cow eaters, those who killed the cow. So I am us, and he was given the name this Gabir Khas. So he said, I am not eligible to see Lord Jagannath. So he chose to stay with Haridas Thakur. Now Haridas Thakur was also a Mohammedan. You know, sometimes have so much hatred towards other religions when we are in a conditioned state of life, when we are not purified. Now here comes our Namacharya from the Mohammedan community, and Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, who were almost converted into Muslims, and because of that, he chose to stay at Siddha Bapur. And he was, so Haridas, through Haridas Thakur, the Lord, you know, he taught forbearance. So because Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur, they used to avoid going to the Jagannath temple, Lord Chaitanya himself, he used to come and walk every day and come and give darshan. So Lord Jagannath used to come and give darshan to them. And one day Lord Chaitanya came to Rupa Goswami and he says, never make Krishna leave Vrindavan. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan to go anywhere else. Now imagine a statement like this. But he said to Rupa Goswami, and who is Rupa Goswami? Sri Chaitanya Mano Vrishtam. He knows what is there in the heart of Lord Chaitanya. And therefore, he realized that Lord Chaitanya is telling me that I should not write a single play in which there is Vrajalila and Dwarkalila. Now imagine to what degree Rupa Goswami was understanding Lord Chaitanya's heart. He used to understand what he exactly said. Just by a statement, never make Krishna leave Vrindavan. So immediately he took a decision to write two plays. He understood that Satyabhama and Mahaprabhu wanted to write different dramas. So he wrote Vidagdha Madhava about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan and Lalita Madhava about Krishna's pastime in Dwarkalila. So understanding the heart of the spiritual master, understanding the heart of Lord Chaitanya. You know, that is what a lesson we should take from Rupa Goswami. So whenever we in our own spiritual life, we should also try to understand that what is in the heart of my spiritual master? What does he want to do? And what is there in the heart of the spiritual master? He's been told in his lectures. We had a few instances where His Holiness, disciples of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj went to him and said, Maharaj, give me some personal instruction. And His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj said that, all my personal instructions I give in my lectures. So you attend my lectures. And this applies to disciples of all the gurus in ISKCON. That we should not go to the spiritual master and we should say, please give me some personal instruction. So many instructions they are giving in their lectures. So we have to understand the way Rupa Goswami was understanding the heart of Lord Chaitanya. We should try to understand what is there in the heart of my spiritual master and then behave accordingly. Okay, so that's how Rupa Goswami. And then you know that was an instance where you know Lord Chaitanya, he was standing in front of Lord Jagannath's chariot, and then he was almost this today morning His Grace Dinabandhu Prabhu was giving a class in Vrindavan, and he said Lord Chaitanya was almost singing a film song, and then he was saying, oh my lover, I hope we could have met and met the previously how we used to meet and all that. And then next day Rupa Goswami, when he was about to go for bath, he wrote down something on a palm leaf and he put it on the Siddha Bakula hut, and he went for bath, and Lord Chaitanya came and he saw that palm leaf, and when he saw that palm leaf, he read on that palm leaf that it was written a verse which meant that, oh companion, this is the same beloved Krishna meeting me here in Kurukshetra, and I am the same Radha, and both of us are the feeling of joy and union. Even so, my mind wishes for being on the forest on the bank of Yamuna, where the fifth note of your flute reverberates so sweetly within my heart. So Lord Chaitanya says, how Rupa Goswami understood that this is what I meant by that film song. There were no films at that time. A kind of a filmy song, which I was, that kind of a love song which I was singing during the Rath Yatra. The inner meaning of this, Rupa Goswami put in a Sanskrit word, and this is there in the Padyavali. And that, when Rupa Goswami said, came from his Vedic, Mahaprabhu asked him, how do you know my heart? Okay, and that's where Swarup Damodar, he said that this is Sri Chaitanya Manoj. That is how Rupa Goswami was. And when Rupa Goswami was writing Vidarbha Madhav, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so impressed by his beautiful handwriting. He said, is it a handwriting, or this looks like a pearl to me? And when he heard the verse, it was in Jagannath Puri, staying at Siddha Bakul, in the association of Haridas Thakur, where Srila Rupa Goswami wrote that famous word, Tunde Tandavani Ratim. Yeah, I don't know how much nectar is there in these two syllables of Krishna's name. You know, I'm dancing madly on my tongue, and I feel that I should have millions of tongues to chant this holy name, and I should have millions of ears. You know, we as sadhakas, you know, I don't know when we will get so much taste that we'll feel like we should have millions of tongues inside me, millions of ears. Maximum we can, we may pray, a manipulative devotee like me may pray that I should get 16 tongues and 16 ears, so that maybe I can finish all my 16 rounds in one go. But millions of tongues to chant the holy name. So Haridas Thakur, when he heard that verse, Haridas Thakur is Namacharya, and when he heard that verse from the Goswami, he said, I have heard so many glories of the holy name from so many scriptures, but I have never read such kind of description about the sweetness of the holy name. And then afterwards, you know, the Lord Chaitanya, because now we should end, it's 5:45, so I move a little ahead. And Rupa Goswami, now I told you there are four parts. Rupa Goswami's pastimes can be divided into, one is in Bengal, another is in Prayag, and then Puri. And now we move on to the final pastimes of Rupa Goswami, which were in Vrindavan. So Rupa Goswami, when Lord Chaitanya, he told them 2-3 instructions. He said, you go to Vrindavan, you discover the places of Krishna's pastime, you install deities there, build temples, and write scriptures. So mainly there were three instructions: discovering the places of pastimes of Lord Krishna, installing deities and writing scriptures, and that's what they were doing. Okay, that was the only job they were doing. They didn't have a fixed residence. They never stayed under the same tree also for 2 consecutive days. Okay, they used to immediately change the tree so that they are not attached. Okay, Rupa Goswami has almost written 16 books. We just know Padyavali of that and Lalita Madhava and Vidagdha Madhava, Stava Mala, Nataka Chandrika, Laghu Bhagavatamrita, Uddhava Sandesh. Half of the books, actually, I was even not even knowing. Dan Keli Kubuniri, I was knowing. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Even if we don't know the 16 books, that's okay. But Upadesh Amrit and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, these are the 2 books, which Srila Prabhupada selected of the 16 books and which are actually originally written by Rupa Goswami, and Srila Prabhupada has given such beautiful purports for this. Okay. And Raghunath Das Goswami also then afterwards joined Rupa and Sanatana, and then there were the 6 Goswamis, famous 6 Goswamis. All of them came there and they used to stand together, read Bhagavatam, write scriptures. Now, the most important instruction which Lord Chaitanya had given him is install deities. And Rupa Goswami was looking out, where are those deities which Vajranab had discovered? And then one day, very handsome Brajvasi comes to him and he tells him that, if you go to this place, a famous hill called as Gomatila, where in this Gomatila you will find that morning a cow goes and gives all her milk on this Gomatila. So Gomatila was a small mountain, a hillock. And on that hillock, the cow used to give milk. Something like the cow was doing for Lord Venkatesh. So then Rupa Goswami goes there and finds Gomatila. And then he takes the help of local Brajvasis. And then he finds the deity of Govindaji. Okay? The deity of Govindaji, which was worshipped by Krishna's own grandson, Vajranath. And then he installed there. And then this famous temple of Govindaji was built. The morning, Dinabandhu Prabhu was speaking about this. He said, why Lord Chaitanya chose Rupa and Sanatan to go to Vrindavan? Because they had worked under Muslim kings. So they knew how to deal with them. They knew all their language. So that's how Vrindavan, although being so close to Agra and Delhi, still they could manage to construct temples. Because, they knew how to handle. They knew how to handle all those things. And then 7-storied temple was built. It was so much that the top of the temple was visible to Aurangzeb from Agra. And then all of us know this famous story that how Aurangzeb once sent, after Rupa Goswami had passed away, of course, his soldiers to break this. He said nothing should be taller than Taj Mahal. And he sent, and then they started breaking this 7-storied temple. And when they reached the 3-storied temple, the Hanuman, the famous Hanuman temple, if you go to Govindadev temple, close to that is the Hanuman temple. He started making so much, he started shouting so loudly that all the Mohammedan soldiers, they got scared and they ran away. Of course, Rupa Goswami's Samadhi temple is there in the courtyard of Radha Damodar in Vrindavan. His Bhajan Kutir is there. And that is the place. You must have seen that famous photograph where Srila Prabhupada is having taking prasad and looking at the Samadhi of Rupa Goswami. And that Rupa Goswami No, he was the one who was inspiring Srila Prabhupada daily almost, you know, to go to US and start this International Society of Krishna Consciousness. So all these Bhakti Sangha devotees who are in US, it's a very special day for all of you, because it was Rupa Goswami, you know, who from, of course, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had given this instruction, and he was also coming into the dreams. And Srila Prabhupada's constant association with Rupa Goswami at the Samadhi. And Rupa Goswami also equally inspired Srila Prabhupada to start this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Some other pastimes of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami are like, Rupa Goswami, when he was staying near Ter Kadam, he thought that he will make sweet rice for Sanatana Goswami, but he didn't have anything. So Radharani herself came, you know, and she gave him milk and rice and sugar and told him to quick and cook for Sanatana Goswami for his birthday. So when Sanatana Goswami tasted that sweet rice, there was ecstasy. He said, "Who, from where did you get the ingredient?" Then he told how this beautiful young girl came. Then Sanatana Goswami rather told Rupa Goswami that you don't cook henceforth, because whenever you will plan to cook, Radharani will come and she will be unnecessarily troubled. So this was the glorious Rupa Goswami who left this world on the 12th day of the waxing moon, a day after Jhulan Ekadashi. So yesterday's Ekadashi, which is also called as Pavitropanna Ekadashi, also called as Putrada Ekadashi, and this Ekadashi is also called as Jhulan Ekadashi. So on the next day of Jhulan Ekadashi, Rupa Goswami left this world. Of course, there are so many pastimes of Rupa Goswami with Jiva Goswami also, but the restriction of time, I'm just restricting myself to this much. So I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Please forgive me if I spoke anything beyond my own realization. And thank you for giving me this service. I'm not eligible to speak before glorious devotees and Bhaktisangha. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your very nectarian and wonderful class, Prabhuji. I request all the devotees, if anybody have any questions, comments or realizations, you can go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranams. Such a beautiful class, Prabhuji. You took us on a time travel through Navadvip and the neighboring places. Prabhuji, if it's not a problem, can you please just share one pastime with Jiva Goswami? It's so nectarian to hear from you. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yeah. Actually, last time I had told this pastime, if I'm not mistaken. That's why I didn't touch upon that. Because Jiva Goswami he accepted Rupa Goswami as his guru. And Jiva Goswami is such a scholar, such a scholar. The amount of verses Jiva Goswami has written are more than the verses in most of our scriptures. You know, such a Sanskrit scholar. There is a PhD in the Banaras Hindu University on the teachings of Jiva Goswami. And this Jiva Goswami, when he accepted Rupa Goswami as his guru, Rupa Goswami did not tell him to write scriptures. Rupa Goswami told him to, you know, clean the ashram, clean the utensils, do cooking, go out and get wood. And he used to get those leaves. And he used to arrange everything so that Rupa Goswami could write. So he never said to his guru that I am expert in Sanskrit, I am a Sanskrit scholar, let me write books. Sometimes, you know, we feel that I know scriptures, I am so this thing in depth. So give me seva of giving a lecture, give me seva of preaching, let me do this preaching work. Now here we come across the most scholarly person in our sampradaya, who says, okay, let me just serve. Not a single word Jiva Goswami said it. And Rupa Goswami, you know, told him just to clean the ashram, do cooking, get leaves for writing books, and not a single complaint. You know, he normally say that give me some seva which matches with my propensities, which my tendencies. Of course, we should always try to engage people as per their propensities. But sometimes we are given a seva which is not as per our propensity. Sometimes it happens and we are very uncomfortable. I am good at giving lectures, and then they tell me to go to the kitchen and cut sabji. Then they tell me that next 1 year we'll be just doing this seva of cutting sabji. You know, such times we should remember Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami, not a single complaint. For months and years together, kept on humbly serving in Rupa Goswami Dasha. And one day, last time I had told that how this one famous scholar came to Vrindavan, and he went to Rupa and Sanatan and he challenged them for a debate. And Rupa and Sanatan said, we don't want to debate. He said, then give me in writing that you are defeated. Given in writing, we are defeated. And he went to Jiva Goswami and he said, see, I have defeated your uncles, Rupa and Sanatan, in debate. Now, you want to debate with me? He said, you are taking undue advantage of their humility. So he debated, he defeated them. Now, when Rupa Goswami heard that, he said, you are proud of your knowledge. So you don't, a proud person cannot stay in Vrindavan. So you go out. And then Jiva Goswami left Vrindavan, and then he was staying in a cave and sharing a cave with a crocodile. And he was starving, and he was just repentant. When Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami told him, you are proud, he didn't argue. He didn't say that just to protect the sampradaya. He, in his heart, felt, I have done wrong. And then from that cave, he used to chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So villagers used to be scared going inside the cave because a crocodile used to stay there. But then they had heard these holy names coming out. And once Sanatan Goswami was passing by. So villagers, they told him that there, you know, there is one person staying in this crocodile's cave. And he's shouting the holy name. Apne saath bhi aisa hota hai. Like with us also, this thing happens many times that whenever we ISKCON devotees, we go anywhere. And in our office also, there is an ISKCON fellow. You know, so something like that happened, and the moment they saw Sanatan Goswami with a bead bag, they said, here also there is one person staying in that crocodile. And so he realized it is Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami had stopped eating, had lost weight, had become fragile, had become sick. So Sanatan Goswami, you know, he went to Rupa Goswami and he said, you are following all the principles. You are following all the principles of Lord Chaitanya except one. Now imagine Rupa Goswami instructed by Lord Chaitanya at Prayag. He goes to Puri and there this famous verse come out, Sri Chaitanya Manovrishtham. That he knows what is there in the heart of Lord Chaitanya. That Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami is telling him, you are not following one principle of Lord Chaitanya. Rupa Goswami could have argued, what are you talking about? You are telling me? No, he didn't. So he said, what principle? So he said, Name Ruchi, everything, all principles he spoke. And then he said, Jivadaya. Jivadaya. Lord Chaitanya has told us to be merciful to all the living entities. It should not that we should be just merciful to those who are favorable to Krishna consciousness, or we should be merciful to those who are good. We should be merciful to those who are bad. It's not that we should be merciful to those who are our friends. We should be merciful to our enemies also. So Jiva Daya. So when he heard the word Jiva Daya, then Jiva Goswami, he realized that, then Rupa Goswami realized that Sanatana Goswami is referring to Jiva Daya, he's referring to showing mercy to Jiva Goswami. Then Rupa Goswami went there to that cave. He brought Jiva Goswami back and he personally nourished him and restored his health. So such a loving relation between Guru and a disciple is seen here. None of them felt that I am correct, but the other person is wrong. When Sanatana Goswami instructed Rupa Goswami really from his heart, he felt that I have done a grave mistake by abandoning my disciple like Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami is feeling that I have done a great mistake by displeasing my spiritual master. Today, we see in many societies, there is so much fight between disciple and guru, and so much problems happening because of this kind of a gelling which was there between Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami. If we follow this principle, we will never have conflicts. And all these principles are not followed, and therefore then suddenly one day we find some separatists, leaving the international society and starting something alone or some divergence. Because, there is no point in creating fights. Here we can, our acharyas have shown by example how a disciple should be. Even when chastised by the guru. So does it mean that if a guru chastises a disciple leaves? No, disciple doesn't leave. Jiva Goswami was told by Rupa Goswami to leave, but still he just went on the outskirts of Vrindavan and kept on chanting and lamenting in his heart that I have done a mistake. And then when one person shows so much sincerity, the Guru himself came to the cave and took him back. So we should maintain that patience in our heart. We should maintain that humility. Even if there is mistake on our part, no mistake on our part, we have to understand if Guru is saying something, let me follow. If Guru is saying I have done a mistake, I may give some explanation, but still, that's okay. That's how, with such a level of cooperation exists, then only we have a very great future for our society. This should be the level of cooperation amongst the devotees with Guru and disciple. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Thank you for the wonderful class, Prabhu. Prabhu, you said that Jiva Goswami did not say anything to Rupa Goswami regarding the service that the menial service that was given to him, but not saying thing is what one thing, and not feeling it in the heart is another. So how in practical life we cannot even feel it, because saying words we might for the other reason we might be quiet and things like that, but in your heart and in my mind, when how can we not think of also like I'm much capable of bigger things and I'm giving this. I've been given this small thing, so.
Okay. Anuradha Mataji, the yes, thing please. Is, we are not at that level where Jiva Goswami was. So as our current acharyas, they say that fake it till we make it. So that is the reason all of us have to attend our classes in this Bhakti Sangha regularly. The reason we have to read about how our acharyas have led a life. I was so thrilled when Shyamagauri Mataji gave me this topic of Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami. You know, so because there is so much to speak on this, so we should be reading more and more about our acharyas. And when we read more and more about acharya, then you know we go into depth of it. We understand the lesson in our context. What should I take? Of course, as what you are saying, when we are given a menial service, and when we can do bigger things. Yes, but then that's what is needed, not fighting about what we are eligible for. That is an important principle for the society to run smoothly. Like, I'll give you an example of December marathon. In the December marathons, there are some people who have to go out and distribute books. And then some are at the back end at the book godown. You know, and that at the book godown there, they are managing the accounts, how many books are there. They also may feel like going out and selling. And then there is somebody who is not in the book godown, not on the street, but doing deity worship. But some people have to run the temple also. So it's turn by turn, like whenever there is a yatra, Kartik Yatra, I think all of us, many of you may have attended Kartik Yatra of Radha Gopinath temple. And there is always a set of 20 brahmacharis who have to stay back. So everybody will feel like when there is a sangha of 5,000, 7,000 devotees happening, I want to be there. I want to be there. But then, some people have to stay back and do the same. So never I have seen somebody who has stayed back is complaining. Never. Because that's how our society, that level of cooperation. So we should put Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON as the first thing in our life. Okay, so that should be my priority, there should be no fights in the community, and it should go on. For that, whatever role is given to me, it's fine. And never worry, Mataji. Suppose today it may happen that I am given some service which I am not good at, and what service I am good at is given to somebody who is not good at that. But eventually, it's over. I have seen this, I have had this experience. It's a temporary phase. It's not that Jiva Goswami, when he was told to clean the ashram, whole life he kept on doing that. So it's a temporary time. He just, after that again, you will get a seva. Krishna will see to it that whatever area you are empowered in, he will put you back in that area at some point. Because Krishna, this is Krishna's mission, Lord Chaitanya's mission. They also want people to get appropriate places. So don't worry about that. But during that temporary phase, that's a test of our humility, our tolerance. We should take it like that. Otherwise, when will we show tolerance? When will we show humility? Okay, so that is, you should understand that this is the time where Krishna is testing my humility.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very wonderful answer, like your class. Very grateful. Dandavat Pranam, Hare Krishna.
Dandavat.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Shyama Gauri Mataji, Dandavat.
Dandavat Pranam Prabhuji, thank you so much.
I think Vaishali Mataji wants to ask. Okay.
This is Vrinda Gopi, yes. No, yes, there is no question, Prabhu. Kishori Mataji came to our home and
that time before 15 years and give Krishna Katha, Sisi Bhagavatam class. Okay. She always glorify you that he, she said that Prabhuji is backside director. He prepared the Vaishnava for the drama. And Mataji also working in school and prepared for small kids. So in my home, it's not allowed to go Gopinath every week. So Prabhuji, Janma Mataji told that Prabhuji wants safe because you are a mother of two kids, small kids. So please follow your husband's instruction. So I have seen Prabhuji doing so many seva very humbly. And today class is, oh my God, Prabhu, we are not qualified to feel that leela. But you explain Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami. You totally involved in that leela. So that, and your sadhana is so strong, so we feel that leela. Even Siddham Prabhu is like sometimes angry in front of all the counseling we asked that time knew. But he also glorify you so much that how nicely you prepared the, whether it's 5 years kids or whether it's 15 years, you engage them in a Krishna service. And one more thing I want to explain that Ram Prabhuji and Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji, both are from Gopinath temple. But when Ram Prabhuji is counselor in abroad, that time Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji sit with us. I know that how sincere he is in a bhakti. Because he is also, our counselor is same, Kishori and Shidam Prabhu. So he said, Mataji, don't speak anything. And after 3 years, when Ram Prabhuji went to India because of some reason, then after he gave a responsibility to Adi Gadadhar Das. And then he is given now all over the world class, Prabhu. Spiritual bomb. So that moral of the story that we should give a respect to our senior. Yes. And one day, and he is learning. Adi Gadadhar Prabhu, he's a doctor and 12 hours he's working 6 days. So he is not able to do Bhakti Shastri. So since he talks sometimes with me, like he's my son, that Mataji, I'm preparing myself to... I'm not qualified to preach Vaishnava. So it touched my heart that one time Radhanath Maharaj in a Vrindavan Dham, West Virginia, that time everybody said that Maharaj, please take a Maharaj post, initiation, Gurudev post. But Radhanath Maharaj is not taking that post. He said that I am not qualified for this post. So this is the humility of Vaishnava. And I have seen from my own.
Yeah.
4 or 5 days all over the world Adi Gadadhar will be preaching.
Yeah.
But pranam to your seva actually.
Actually, all of you are glorious. You are doing so much for the mission abroad. I am not doing anything actually. I am really proud of all those devotees abroad, where you know it's so difficult to perform devotional service there, but all of you are doing there and staying there and teaching there. I never inspire any devotee to come back to India and stay in Vrindavan or Mayapur. I always tell them that wherever you are, you be there. Rather, devotees from India should go abroad and, you know, see to it that our mission is supported, because our mission should be our priority, not where I like to stay. Prabhupada also would have loved to stay in Vrindavan, but he went abroad. So that's what is our acharyas have done. And so we should never feel that I want to go for a... Suppose we are not able to come for yatra, that's fine. We should be always, Jiva Goswami has, you know, taught us a lesson for our life, you know, that wherever, whatever position you are, just keep on serving. Whatever service is given to you, keep on serving. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. That's what I wanted to say, that thank you for taking us to Vrindavan Dham and Mayapur and Ramakeli. So like a Howrah station. So it's It's really amazing, Prabhuji, staying in US. We always feel separation from all these dhams, and it's very difficult for us to go to India and then go to all these dhams. It's a big, you know, big, it means economically also not possible, and also kids has a school and so much behind us. So many of us have not even visited Vrindavan Dham and Mayapur Dham. We still are meditating on all these Dham and are hearing all these classes, and it's, you know, we just want to be in that mood, that city, whenever physically all in Krishna's hand and all the devotees' mercy we will go.
Mataji, let me tell you, there is one devotee in Vrindavan ISKCON. He has not yet seen any temple of the six Goswamis. Okay, so he is in Vrindavan. He is staying in Krishna Balaram temple and has not visited any other temple in Vrindavan. There is one devotee. So he says, for me, it doesn't matter. I have so much service in Krishna Balaram. The day I will be relieved from here, I will go and visit other temples. So don't feel that you are there in US. Wherever Prabhupada has kept us, we have to keep on serving.
Yes, Prabhuji, this is our Vrindavan Dham. Radhanath Maharaj and Bhaktichar Maharaj in Gopinath Temple said that wherever you are staying, you have to make Sridham Vrindavan Dham. Because I am coming 3 times in India to meet my mom, but not able to enter in Sridham Vrindavan Dham. And from childhood, every year we visit Sridham Vrindavan Dham. And I just crying, literally crying, because my mom is following Swaminarayan Dharma. So I will take her in all the, in her pilgrimage dham. So Kishori said, Mataji, think that is also Sridham Vrindavan Dham. So, and wherever you, I'm not ready to stay in abroad, Prabhu, because in Radha Gopinath, so many service and so strong Vaishnava association. That time also, only Kishori said that, no, Mataji, you have to stay there. You have to make Sridham Vrindavan Dham there. And you have to start your seva. And that time, because Prabhuji has not signed the paper of initiation, so I'm not initiated. But still, first day, Govardhan Lila Mataji has given a fire seva, Radharaj, that is the Radhashmi day. Cook Mataji from morning 4:30 to festival time. So this is the seva. This is the mood of, this is the blessing of Vaishnava Prabhu. Wherever we stay, that we have to make that place to Sridham Vrindavan Dham. Yes. And how we make, because all you are coming to take us.
Mataji, see one thing, grass is always greener on the other side. Staying there in US, all of you may be thinking that when will I go and stay in Vrindavan, Mayapur or next to Radha Gopinath. So it's not like that. There are different sets of problems in India. Staying in India, there are different problems all together, which we come to know when we stay here. Right now, I may feel I should shift to Vrindavan. And moment I shift to Vrindavan, I start understanding the local problems there. So basically, problems will be there whether you are in US, whether you are in India, or whether you are in Vrindavan. Problems will always be there. Everywhere, some kind of, some or other problem will be there. So we have to learn, in spite of all these problems, how can I do my best in devotional service? So Shama Gauri Mataji, should we stop here now?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, this is Vivek here. Thank you very much for your really nice class, Prabhuji. You shared so many realizations. I don't know whether it's coincidental, but last few days I've been listening to classes and series of lectures. The theme is humility and being a menial servant in devotional life is what actually one has to aspire for, not really in the name of preaching, trying to gain some pride. And you really touched upon that point many times today, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. And we really like your dhammas too. I just wanted to mention that, Prabhuji. You really provide an amazing way of preaching to people in the form of dramas with so much humor in it. And
yes.
It is totally... I mean, I was really taken aback by the way you spoke today, because you're totally 180 degrees when it comes to drama. So you are into the role, whatever role you play, whether it's just, sometimes we are so amazed at your dramas, the props are just two chairs. If you see some of your old dramas, the props are just two chairs. And we have been so inspired. Sometimes in Baltimore, we pick some of your dramas, and once we did, me and Mind, we just literally copied every single portion of your Mind, and we did it on a new year, and everyone liked it. So we are really grateful, Prabhuji. So whatever way you're trying to preach Krishna consciousness, you are really touching people across the world, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Prabhuji, that's the point. I am basically a drama artist. So I just by-hearted my script and I acted here for 1 hour. That's what I did.
Prabhuji, so that's your humility, Prabhuji. So that's... But it's the way you conveyed all the pastimes today is what really matters, Prabhuji. Anyone can really read Prabhupada's book and come and speak, but it's speaking from what you have realized and experienced with devotees is what is actually really touching us, Prabhuji. Thank you so much,
Vivek Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Yes, Vivek Prabhu, it's a live Leela. And we've seen Prabhuji always laughing and laughing. Now we see so sincerely.
That is because Shama Gauri Mataji, you know, she told me to do this seva. So thank you, Mataji. So we stop here. Hari Bol.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your very enlightening class today, and we are very grateful to you. We look forward for your association, Prabhuji, in future. If nobody have any questions, we can end the call here. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpatarupyasya krupa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Granted Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His grace, Yuga Avatar Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Dandavat pranam.
Thank you, Prabhuji.